been dry cleaned. He cannot possibly feel guilt. He cannot possibly give himself away. If we may proceed with the demonstration.
President Trump, please, you first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Who do you believe?
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now then, comrades, what will be the first duty you will undertake?
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. Okay, thank you.
Ah, da, da. Cooperate.
President Putin, thank you. Does the Russian government have any compromising material on President Trump or his family?
I, being personally responsible for Soviet security, the entire Eastern Seaboard of the United States, been built to turn him over to his operation. You say the man has been built as an assassin. Very well then, let him assassinate someone.
Each number I count off, you'll sink 10 times deeper into trance. One, just sink deeper and deeper. Two, just relax more and more.
Kneecaps.
I know I earned you a lot of money. I know. Hey, I have a great idea. Break the kneecaps. Junior and Eric in place of me. I think that's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea.
We were going to break the kneecaps anyway.
That's right. I had plastic surgery.
Five. Just clear your mind of all thoughts. 6. Just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into trance.
2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe?
Putin has worked to undermine democracies across the globe.
He made his way up through the KGB.
He learned how to maneuver politically. The Russian mafia is an adjunct of the Russian government.
And they help maintain Mr. Putin's power.
To the point where Putin may well be the wealthiest man on the face of the planet.
How does Russia launder money into America?
Everything I know that's interesting, I can't tell you.
The Russians have a particular type of mark. They go after somebody who has business resources, shady morals, and political connections or aspirations. I've just described Donald Trump.
If we may proceed with the demonstration.
President Trump, please, you first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Who do you believe?
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
I think this thing goes away quickly, like I've been saying all along. No collusion, no collusion, no collusion. Right, Rudy?
There may have been some collusion, Mr. President.
What do you mean? Jared, give me a Coke, now!
Look, Mr. President, sure, there was probably collusion, but no collufiscation. We can get out in front of this thing.
Calufisk, what? That is way too hard to say, Rudy.
Okay, what about confusion? There was definitely no confusion.
There was no confusion. On second thought, I may have conspued in Moscow, you know, in the hotel room.
No, Mr. President, please don't tell me. Stop.
Okay. So, what didn't I do? Are we gonna go with confusion or what?
Collaborusion. Collaborusion, Mr. President. You definitely didn't do that. I checked the Constitution and on the internet, it's not in either place. You're good.
This is all bullshit. There's no way they'll get me for collaboration. I still don't like it, Rudy.
Okay, I got something. It'll resonate with your cable news audience, too. Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger is not a crime in any statute anywhere, Mr. President.
There was no cheeseburger. Love it, Rudy. I always tell him you're a brilliant legal mind. Okay, we're done here. Jared! My Coke! Bring me my Coke already!
How you comprehend what you ain't understanding? Count 100 bands and I watch it vanish. Diamonds going crazy like they on the dance floor. Got a lot of ass, nothing I can handle. Flavorless, whatever, you should try a sample. Baby, I'm the boss, like I'm Tony Danza. Everybody tryna tell me what I stand for. But you don't fucking know me, homie, you don't want war. Candy paint with the white on top. Lambo doors or the woo-wop drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kick in your door and swat you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop. Half price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I bought a lot. Bitch on your stony, I do it out.
Sessions has launched a so-called religious liberty task force at the Justice Department. Sessions says freedom of religion is under attack. He cited an example of nuns being ordered to buy contraceptives, and he praised the baker who recently won a Supreme Court case after refusing to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple.
No gays. If a guy seems odd and he's got the wrong God, who you gonna call?
Religious Liberty Task Force.
If they speak Espanol or use birth control, who you gonna call?
Religious Liberty Task Force.
I ain't afraid of no gays. When you wanna throw the first stone, pick up the phone and call.
Run the jewels, 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 jewels.
Michael Cohen. Ask Rudy, he'll tell you.
Acts and guiding them to the states and the localities where they came from. Some of that was Jared Kushner's responsibilities. Some of it was Donald Jr. I think you're going to probably see indictments of both of those people.
Actual indictments from Mueller specifically against who?
Against Donald Jr. and against Jared Kushner.
You think both of them are going to be indicted by Mueller?
I think that's entirely possible, and I think the president's going to go totally off his rocker, not that he's on it now, and then issue pardons.
What kind of charges could be leveled?
COMLPFM.
Well, I think they were probably the people that were in connection with the Russians and in conspiracy to affect the elections.
But do you have specific evidence that
could be
it's a very serious charge.
It's a serious charge, Wolf, and time will show whether I'm correct or not, but I believe I am correct. And if you see it, as we've said before, if it walks like a duck, if it swims like a duck, and if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Deeper and deeper. Two. Just relax more and more. Three. Just let yourself become so very comfortable. Four, let all the stress and tension just melt away from your body. Five, just clear your mind of all thoughts. Six, just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into trance. Seven, feeling so wonderful, feeling so very good. Eight, sinking 10 times deeper now.
See where it's going.
Let me finally get your reaction to the president's threat and his most recent tweet over the weekend to shut down the federal government.
Is that if we're divided as a nation, we cannot protect ourselves from threats within and without.
We fell off the lane with this shit.
And what you have is probably the biggest intelligence breach in the history of the world.
The crown jewel for any intelligence agency is to recruit an asset inside your adversary's intelligence agency.
But no kalupfiscation. We can get out in front of this thing.
Kalupfisk what?
That is way too hard to say, Rudy.
Okay, what about confusion? There was definitely no confusion.
There was no confusion. On second thought, I may have conspued in Moscow, you know, in the hotel room.
No, Mr. President, please don't tell me. Stop.
Okay. Hey, so what didn't I do? Are we going to go with confusion or what?
Collaborusion. Collaborusion, Mr. President. You definitely didn't do that. I checked the Constitution and on the Internet, it's not in either place. You're good.
This is all bullshit. There's no way they'll get me for collaborusion. I still don't like it, really.
Okay, I got something. It'll resonate with your cable news audience, too. Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger is not a crime in any statute anywhere, Mr. President.
There was no cheeseburger.
Whatever you should try sample. Baby, I'm the boss like I'm Tony Danza. Everybody tryna tell me what I stand for. But you don't fucking know me, homie, you don't want war. Candy paint with the white on top. Lambo doors or the woo-wop drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kicking your door, that's what you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop. Half price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I ball a lot. Bitch on your stony, I do what I want. Candy paint with the white on top. Lambo doors or the woo-wop drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kicking your door, that's what you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop. Half price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I ball a lot. Bitch on your stony, I do what I want.
That were incriminating, so he's attacking like Roy Cohn taught him, the investigators, and that's unfortunate. Robert Mueller's an American hero, Donald Trump is not.
All of a sudden, the president's attorney, personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, today telling CNN that he doesn't know if collusion with Russians is even a crime. What do you think of this new line?
Well, I think they're getting closer to knowing that the truth's going to come out, that there was activities with the Trump campaign in Russia and releasing those hacks and guiding them to the states and the localities where they came from. Some of that was Jared Kushner's responsibilities. Some of it was Donald Jr. I think you're going to probably see indictments of both of those people.
On Michael Cohen.
I like Michael Cohen.
The man is a liar, a proven liar.
Michael's not gonna lie, he's gonna tell the truth.
There's nobody that I know that knows him that hasn't warned me that if he backs up against the wall, he'll lie like crazy, because he's lied all his life.
The man is an honest, honorable lawyer.
There's no way you're gonna bring down the President of the United States on the testimony, uncorroborated, of a proven liar.
It's time to make America great again.
It's the late.
Great depression. The great was the spiritual truth.
A great
message. Lies.
You can roughly locate any community in the world.
somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. One at a democracy end, another somewhere in the middle, and a third. Let's find out about despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism. Germany, under President Hindenburg, was a republic. And yet in this republic, an aggressive despotism took root and flourished under Adolf Hitler. When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, Micropower Radio, 103.5 here in downtown Carborough, blasting out all over the place. And I'm having fun here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can check out all the old shows where we pick on despotism and other problems in our orbit. And we have fun with crazy cool music and do other fun stuff, like talk about big events coming through town. Mugfest folks hooked us up with some fun tickets. We had fun over there in Durham, and it looks like we've got some fun tickets to go to Hopscotch coming up here. So Hopscotch is a cool Raleigh big festival, and we're going to blast some fun with that here with Miguel coming up here. He's going to be spotlighting there. So anyway, want to thank those folks for hooking up Furious with a tick and a press pass. We'll spotlight that and some other fun stuff coming up this summer or as we enter the dog days. You can always check in with Furious by calling us here at the studio, 919-246-9639, or shoot us an email, furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. We're going to get back into the cool, fun, slow down, and rewound and other fun messed up music that we like to play, but we'll play the Miguel stuff for real. And okay, I've also been playing some that dumb fun bubblegum crazy hip hop from Post Malone, and we'll have some other fun stuff and stuff that won't skip, but if it does, we'll see if we can reverse it and slow it down. Sweet, works in reverse even if it skips. Thanks for listening back to Power Radio. Yes! Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
he's having a Jordan moment. Wildin' with the paper. Ice all on my chain. I just popped two up, he's staying up. Hanging with the gang, that shit dangerous. I can't fuck you with my chain, you should take a look. Come and catch a wave, take one out my cup. Damn the OG, damn the police. Wildin' in SV, moving up your street. When we on the creek, can't be sand to the beach. Ain't no day, ain't no night, make no plans, ain't no sleep.
Cap in a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on these haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Great things come to those that wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. I was losing, but I'm better now. All gains I've been repping up. Quick to dead the bull like a matador. Right now I'm higher up in Canada. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on these haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Good things come to those that wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hypnotized. Just relax and sink deeper into trance. Just sink deeper and deeper, feeling more and more comfortable, feeling more and more obedient. Just listen to my words. Anything that I say is the absolute truth. Anything that I say, you will believe. When I wake you up from this trance, for 1 hour, you'll find everything incredibly funny.
Love it, Rudy. I always tell him you're a brilliant legal mind. Okay, we're done here.
Jared! My Coke! Bring me my Coke already!
Sarah's question from NPR. She asked you about Ivanka Trump's statement that the press is not the enemy of the people. And she asked you whether or not the press is the enemy of the people. You read off a laundry list of your concerns about the press and things that you feel like are misreported, but you did not say that the press is not the enemy of the people. And I think it would be a good thing if you were to say right here, at this briefing, that the press, the people who are gathered in this room right now, doing their jobs every day, asking questions of officials like the ones you brought forward earlier, are not the enemy of the people. I think we deserve that.
I think the president has made his position known. I also think it's ironic. I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
I politely waited, and I even called on you despite the fact that you interrupted me by calling on your colleague. I said it's ironic.
Which is why I interrupted.
I'm trying.
But if you finish, if you would not mind letting me have a follow-up, that would be fine. But
it's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric, when they frequently lower the level of conversation in their own network, said I should be harassed, not welcomed in their place of worship and personal information. As far as I know, I'm the first press secretary to ratchet up the verbal assault against the president and everyone in this administration, and certainly
we all get put in the meat grinder in this town, and you're no exception. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. I wish that had not happened. But for the sake of this room, the people who are in this room, this democracy, this country, all the people around the world are watching what you're saying, Sarah, and the White House for the United States of America, the President of the United States should not refer to us as the enemy of the people. His own daughter acknowledges that, and all I'm asking you to do, Sarah, is to acknowledge that right now and right here.
I appreciate your passion. I share it. I've addressed this question. I've addressed my personal feelings. I'm here to speak on behalf of the president. He's made his comments clear.
Morning. Because all year long, Robert Mueller and his team of legal elves have been busy in their workshop making all the indictments for all the bad little boys and girls. And the magical day we've been waiting for is finally here. Because it's the day of Paul Manafort's trial. You guys don't know that Christmas carol? Manafort is being accused of a tax evasion, bank fraud. Today started with jury selection, or voir dire, which is French for I hope you enjoy toilet wine. Then, in the opening statements, prosecutors painted a picture of Manafort's extravagant spending, telling the jury that Manafort once got a $15,000 jacket made from an ostrich. So what? He enjoys clothes made from exotic animals. I'm sure he just worked for the president because he wanted a coat made of Trump pelt. And it's like angel wings. It's like shoulder pads. So silky. So silky.
Other than that, where do you pinpoint his relationship with Russia?
Well, the first sort of incident with Donald Trump that we show is him personally meeting with a Russian mobster, David Bogatin, in 1984, and selling him 5 Trump Tower condos. Now, that was a sort of, at that period before 2004, as being sort of a loose affiliation. And then around 2002 to 2004, members of the Russian mob start actually entering the Trump organization. And for basically getting seed capital for them.
And how does the Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City, I think it was 1991, that bankruptcy, how does that fit into this puzzle?
Well, it's the first of a series of bankruptcies, really going from 91 to 2004, wherein he progressively starts losing his initial investments, starts losing his ability to borrow money from banks, and the Russian mob is seeing this and makes their move.
So there's been a lot of talk about what Russia may have on Donald Trump in this theory, that whether it's compromising materials, financial or otherwise. President Putin was asked about that in Helsinki a few weeks ago. How much validity do you give to that idea, that they have something and they're sort of potentially pulling the strings for Donald Trump because they have something on him? You'll note Putin didn't actually deny that when asked.
Yeah, I think it's tremendously valid that, I mean, I think people always point to the sort of the sex tapes or things like that, but just on the bare of it, there's been financial improprieties within the Trump organization for a long time.
Conspire with a foreign adversary to influence or undermine our election or any other government action. Special counsel prosecutors have gotten indictments against more than 20 Russians, 3 Russian companies, and several former Trump campaign members, including guilty pleas from a foreign policy advisor and a national security advisor. Both of those pled guilty. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty. He's set to go on trial tomorrow. We'll have details on that just ahead. So the headline, the president stepping up his attacks to undercut special counsel Robert Mueller as the former head of his campaign gets ready to face the jury.
very good and interesting meeting at the White House with A.G. Sulzberger, publisher of the New York Times. Spend much time talking about the vast amounts of fake news being put out by the media and how that fake news has morphed into the phrase enemy of the people. Sad. Well, the New York Times confirmed the previously off-the-record meeting and explained that it was held at the White House at the request of the White House. However, according to Sulzberger, the purpose of the meeting was to raise concerns, in his words, about the president's deeply troubling anti-press rhetoric. That it was not just divisive, but increasingly dangerous. That's his word. He also told the president, while the phrase fake news is untrue and harmful, that he was much more concerned about Trump labeling journalists the enemy of the people. The president didn't seem to like that and tweeted this defense. When the media reveals internal deliberations of our government, it truly puts the lives of many, not just journalists, at risk. Very unpatriotic. Freedom of the press also comes with a responsibility to report the news. That's Trump talking. President Trump proudly professed that he invented the term fake news to go after reporting he didn't like.
As you know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
You know, you read the fake news, it's fake and disgraceful.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news. And just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
Well, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 34 journalists have been killed around the world in 2018 alone. And ask you about this. You know, when Nixon, when he was president, went out and said Manson was guilty, and it was a big problem. Mm-hmm. This guy goes around and say, innocent people, complete innocent journalists, are enemies of the people. You got to wonder if that's going to cause a problem with somebody with a gun or somebody just a dangerous person.
Right.
It's going to take that literal and say, oh, I'm just doing what the president, I'm killing the enemy of the people. It's not outrageous that somebody might do that in this 330 million people country.
Remember what happened during the Comet Pizza situation?
Oh, yeah.
Where there was this rumor.
Kathy and I were there last week.
Right, there was this rumor.
It's this harmless little pizza place.
Little pizza place that's very popular with families, not too far from the
It's the
bureau.
Kind of place where families of seven people or so gather around a long table and drink Coke and have pizza.
Right, and there was this rumor out there that Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring out of this restaurant, and some man drove hundreds of miles to go check it out for himself with his gun.
And he shot into the roof, didn't he?
And so now, yes, he did. And so now what we have is the President of the United States saying that journalists doing their job, are the enemy of the people. The one thing I want viewers to understand, if they don't already know it, is that there's only one profession that is protected in the Constitution of the United States, and that's journalism. Because the framers, the founders, realized or thought it important that a free and unfettered press would be a check on the power of government. And so while we know about the checks and balances between the legislative, executive, and judicial, the people, through the press, were
able to... Jefferson's idea, by the way.
Right, were able to keep their eyes on what the government is doing in their name. And you've got the President of the United States, who is sworn to uphold and protect the Constitution, saying that the people who are protected in the Constitution are the enemy of the people.
You know, fake news was bad enough. That was just rhetoric. I do agree, the enemy of the people. Some people are going to take that literal. Anyway, authoritarian regimes, as we know, around the world have picked up on Trump's attacks against the media.
And just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
And Manafort's team shifted the blame in their defense to the Ukrainian oligarchs that Manafort worked for, explaining that, yes, Manafort was paid through secret foreign accounts, but it wasn't his idea. It's just that this is the way that the oligarchs required it to be done. Of course, the old legal maxim, when in Rome, get paid in non-sequential 20s in a greasy paper bag left in an old tree stump at midnight.
Russia investigation.
Justice Department officials say ethics experts determined the appointment was indeed appropriate. Mueller is looking into Moscow's meddling in the 2016 presidential election, possible collusion with members of President Trump's campaign, and whether the president himself obstructed justice. President Trump has repeatedly said there was no obstruction, there was no collusion. And this morning, his lawyer said collusion is not a crime.
And sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion, that's a crime. Collusion is not a crime.
I don't even know if that's a crime, colluding about Russians.
Giuliani is essentially making a straw man argument, and it is deceptive. While the U.S. criminal code does not criminalize colluding per se, it is a crime to conspire with a foreign adversary to influence or undermine our election or any other government action. Special counsel prosecutors have gotten indictments against more than 20 Russians, three Russian companies, and several former Trump campaign members, including guilty pleas from a foreign policy advisor and a national security advisor. Both of those pled guilty. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty. He's set to go on trial tomorrow. We'll have details on that just ahead. So the headline, the president stepping up his attacks to undercut special counsel Robert Mueller as the former head of his campaign gets ready to face the jury.
Now then, comrades. What will be the first duty you will undertake?
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. Okay? Thank you.
Ah, da, da. Now you just sit there quietly and cooperate.
President Putin, thank you. Does the Russian government have any compromising material on President Trump or his family?
I, being personally responsible for Soviet security in the entire Eastern Seaboard of the United States, refuse to turn him over to his operator.
I didn't know the president. They think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. I think that's an incredible offer. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
Our chief White House correspondent John Roberts on Fox Top Story live at the White House. What are you hearing about possible Trump-Mueller interviews?
Once you start laughing, you cannot stop. But the laughter will be very, very good. You'll feel giddy and very happy. Everything will be very, very funny to you. Even the worst joke seemed like the best joke in the world. Funniest videos seem 10 times more.
We'll be right back.
are they to believe, yesterday's or today's? I'm joined now by New York Republican Congressman Tom Reed.
Oh, hi, Katie. I'm Tom's assistant, and he just got pulled away. There's just fire that need to be put out here. And anyway, I'm going to be here to answer the questions that you need answered. I'll do the best I can. It's my first time doing this, and I just got thrown in. You know, you can imagine that, you know, I'm sure when you think back to when you first started, maybe you had trouble, and hopefully I won't have trouble.
You say the man has been built as an assassin. Very well then. Let him assassinate someone.
And I have to say, if they had, it would have been out long ago. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
I now charge this man with high treason, and I assure you, the moment the Senate reconvenes, I shall move for this man's impeachment, and after that, a civil trial.
The question is, who helped guide the decisions that the Russians were making?
Trump Tower was a money laundering paradise.
Anybody who was anybody in Russian organized crime bought a condo unit at Trump Tower.
We have a serious intelligence operation in the home of the man who becomes president of the United States. I think this is the tip of the iceberg.
What's at stake is truth and the cause of liberty at the most profound level possible.
Person who's apparently not worried about Mueller's investigation is Donald Trump. For over a year now, his catchphrase has been no collusion.
There was no collusion at all.
No collusion, no nothing. No collusion, no nothing. No collusion. No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
He uses it for every occasion. It's like his aloha. It means both hello and I'm guilty.
That's the Russian television network, that his country was being bullied by the world media, spreading lots of lies, calling them fake news, the phrase of this president. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
We're living in a fake news era, as you know. Everybody knows this.
Isn't it nice these dictators are being scripted by our president?
Right. There was a time, Chris, when the president of the United States was the one who was not only the leader of the free world and president of the United States, but the defender of freedom.
Of liberal
world order. And now they're taking, these dictators are taking their cues from the president of the United States. To them, that means that there are no breaks.
But let me ask you, is he hitting a fly with a hammer? I mean, it doesn't carry him that far. The evil that he's doing here. It isn't helping. He could say fake news and make the same point. Going to the point of the enemy of the people, I'm not sure he gets any votes out of that. I think it's awful. And it's not just the ends don't justify the means. I don't think there are any real ends. Does he get any votes out of this?
Well, I don't know if he gets any votes.
I think his
votes,
own people may believe it. But
Well, Chris, when he says these things, it's usually at a rally. It's usually when there's a big crowd. And when the president feels that when the energy is flagging in the room, when he needs an applause line, he has his go-to phrases. And fake news, enemy of the people, attacks on journalists, that's easy applause matter for him.
You know, I think people get up in the morning, read the paper, and they believe most of it, and that's what the right thing is to do. I don't think they think it's the enemy of the people.
From your lips.
Well, they want to know who won the game last night. They want the weather is tomorrow. They want to know some basics about what's happening in their lives, and they do trust us. That's just a fact. How else would they get information? They don't hear it across the backyard fence.
Sleeping with the 45 like every night. In the whip, I pray to God I don't see flashing lights. God damn, they right behind me. And I wake up every day, I wake up every day with this anxiety. And they know where I stay, got my loan on my place, and they following me. So when it is under the floor of the kitchen, a little more up in the walls and the ceiling. Even family and friends started switching. Ever since I got that check, seen a mention. Eyes open, I see you, I'm watching, yeah. When people wanna be, you don't trust no one. Tell me why I can't get no relief. Wondering when they'll come for me. My paranoid man makes paranoid plans. I do what I can, but it's out of my hands. Struggling just to find my peace. Sometimes feel like I got no friends. Can't trust a soul like I'm Snowden. Right by the bed, keep it loaded. Lord have mercy if they broken. I don't ever sleep, yeah, I'm wide awake. If you try to pull up to my place, beam is gonna hit you a mile away. I promise one of us gonna die. Helicopters in the sky, no, we can't escape the eyes. Politicians and the lies.
LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Mike Power Radio. Blasting out here. Downtown Carrboro. I'm Dr. Furious, Furious George. This is the Furious George Show. Do it every Thursday. Blasting out. And we'll keep blasting here late into the late night. We appreciate you doing what you're doing right now. Listen to Mike Power Radio, however you happen to be doing it. And also, you can also support the station somehow. Check us out at WCOMFM.org. And so many other cool ways to help support the station. I appreciate it. Hope you do. I'm furious!
And relax. Remembering that when you come out of trance, you'll find everything so incredibly funny. Anything and everything will seem so incredibly funny.
Aloha. Aloha.
But he and his team have recently rebranded and are using a new phrase that Trump tweeted out this morning. Collusion is not a crime. But that doesn't matter because there was no collusion except by Crooked Hillary and the Democrats. Okay, so collusion isn't a crime, but it doesn't matter because he didn't do it anyway. Hillary did. It's really going to complicate the chance at his rallies. Lock her up, but collusion's not a crime. So what are we locking her up for? I am confused. We're living in a web of lies. But, woo!
Good to laugh, and you won't want to stop. For 1 hour, you cannot stop laughing, and everything will seem so incredibly funny.
Actual indictments from Mueller, specifically against who?
Against Donald Jr. and against Jared Kushner.
You think both of them are going to be indicted by Mueller?
I think that's entirely possible, and I think the president's going to go totally off his rocker. Not that he's on it now,